Okay, so we are on the bottom of the base. I think by Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Reid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav, Shmini. So Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, which is Safek Shvi, which is a sub, technically we celebrate it as a Safek between the 7th day and the 8th day. So Shvi LeSukkah, it's considered the 7th day for the Sukkah, Ushmini LeBracha, considered the 8th day for the Bracha. We'll figure out what that means. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shmini Lazel Lazeh. It's considered the 8th day, both for this, meaning both for the Sukkah, and both for the Bracha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mesiv. Mesiv, which means sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laretz. So again, you know right away, this is a very talked about Gemara. So Mesiv in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Kule Alma Lo Pligi Di Asvinan. Everyone agrees that you sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day, on Shmini Atzeres. Kule Alma Lo Pligi Di Asvinan. Rashi says, Bishmini Safek Shvi. Everyone agrees that. But, keep leaky, what's their machlokas? Their machlokas is libruche. The machlokas is whether or not you make a bracha, Rashi says, of leshe basukkah. That would be the machlokas. Lemanda amar shvi lesukkah. According to one who says that we view the 8th day as the 7th day for sukkah, bruche nami mevarchinon. Not only would we sit in the sukkah, you'd even make the bracha of leshe basukkah. Ulamanda amar shmini lazeh v'lazeh. According to one who says that it's considered the 8th day, both for sukkah and for the bracha, it means that it has its own bracha for the yantif, shmini chag atzeres hazeh, we'll see in a second, and beruchei lo mevarchinon, but we do not make a bracha of leishei v'sukkah. Rashi says, beruchei lo mevarchinon, the shmini hu, it's the 8th day, the ain shem sukkah lov, and it doesn't have this name, you know, the sukkah for it, it's not the name of sukkah, but hainu lazeh v'lazeh, the l'sukkah lo mevarchinon. But lebracha es hayom, for the bracha for the yom, you would say, Rashi says, shmini chag atzeres hazeh. So that's also machlokas, how you paskin, what they say, shmini chag atzeres hazeh, or shmini atzeres chag hazeh. So there are different ways, nusach ashkaz, nusach sard. But according to this mandomer, clear as day, sit in the sukkah on the 8th day of chutz laretz, you wouldn't make a bracha of leishiv. Machlokas, whether or not you'd make a bracha of leishiv or not. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef then says, Nikot de Rav Yochanan biyadcha. Take the halacha of Paulus Rav Yochanan, who says we do not make the bracha of leishei basukkah. De Rav Huna bar Bizna, the kol gedolei ador, right? They all, according to Hitzan, all the gedolim ik lau besukkah shmini safek shvi. They went into the sukkah on shmini tzeres and chutz laretz. Mesiv hayu yasve. They would sit in the sukkah. Bruchi lom bruchi, but they would not make the bracha of leishei basukkah. But Dilma, why are you saying? This is a difficult Gemara here. Why are you saying that that's the reason why they didn't make the bracha? Why? Maybe the reason why they didn't make the bracha is because they hold like the following shita, that kevan shebirech yom tov rishon shuvein mevarach. Maybe the whole thing we said yesterday, that according to the Manda Amar, says that you make the bracha once. So they made the bracha on the first day of Sukkot, and therefore they don't make the bracha, they won't make the bracha on the anymore. They'll be done, right? That's why, as we says, maybe they held that someone who makes the bracha leishiv sukkah on the first day of Sukkot shuvein bracha, shuvein varach. And that's why they didn't make the bracha on Shmini Safek Shvi, because they already made the bracha on Yom Tov Rishon. Not because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, no, that's not can't be. Gemirei, we know this is very difficult. I think Gemirei they may offer asu. They came from the fields, meaning what was Rashi saying? May offer asu. Lamarti me rabosai, Rashi says, Shehin bo min ha'afar shebehemosein roosham. They were there in the fields where their animals were grazing. Velo yashvu basukkah kol yimei achag. They didn't sit in the sukkah the entire yontif. These gedolim were out in the fields. They didn't sit in the sukkah the entire yontif. They came in from the fields on Shmini Atzeres, which is a suffix. And therefore, they would have had to make the bracha because they haven't made the bracha yet. Obviously, if they didn't make the bracha on Shmini Atzeres, it must be because of like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, you see that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't make the bracha according to this, which is difficult to say that for the entire 7 days these chacham, these gedolim didn't sit in the sukkah; they were out in the fields working and grazing. What were they doing? I'm not sure. That's the first mandamar ikad amri. Then there's another way to learn this machlokas in Rav Yochanan, between Rav and Rav Yochanan. We said that the 8th day is, what's considered the 8th day, right? We said before that it's Safek Shvi, Safek Shvi, so therefore it would be Shvi the Sukkah, Shmini the Bracha. And then we said everyone agrees that you sit in the Sukkah. The machlokas is whether or not you make the Bracha of Leishev. But Ika the Amri, Bruche kulyam lo pligidom rabchinon. Everyone agrees that you don't make the bracha. That's not a shaila. Of course you wouldn't make the bracha. Keep pligid the mesa. But their machlokas is whether or not you actually sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Lamanda amr shvi l'sukkah. According to one that says shvi l'sukkah, you treat it like the seventh day of sukkah. Mesa yasinon. You would sit in the sukkah. Lamanda amr shmini l'zeh l'zeh. And according to Mandamr, it says that no, Shmini Atzeres considered Shmini Atzeres l'zeh l'zeh. So again, it gets its own bracha of Shmini Chag Atzeres l'zeh. And mesa nami l'sinon. And you would not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it seems to be machlokas in the girsos. This one mandamer, one way of learning says everyone agrees you would sit in the sukkah, and one mandamer says there's a machlokas whether or not you would sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Nikoti Rav Yochanan biyatcha. You should take the halacha like Rav Yochanan, which would mean in this case you would not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Demara the Shmaita money, because who is the author, I guess, who came to tell us this memra, right? Demara the Shmaita mani. Who's the person who said this? It is Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, right? That's who it is. It was Shmini Safek Shvi Levar Misukah Yosef. He himself who brought this memra, he did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it must be that he's correct and that he holds that Rav Yochanan said you did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Hilchasa and the Gemara Paskins. The Hilchasa. Clear psak in the Gemara, Mesiv Yasinan, sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Bruchei Lo Mevarchinan, but you don't make the bracha of Leishei Basukkah. That's clear the psak of the Gemara, psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siman Tosh Breish Samaches, says of Luchutz Laretz on Shmini Atzeres, Ochlim Basukkah Balayla, Hu Bayom, you eat in the sukkah both at night and during the day, Mipneishu Safek Shvi, it's a Safek Shvi, but the Eim Mevarchinan Yeshivasa, we don't make the bracha on sitting in the sukkah, Umekachin Ba'omen Zman, you make a Kiddush, and you say the Zman is Shechiyan on Shmini Atzeres. So that's right, Rashi says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. The minhagim across the board, just reading what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah say, right? Mipnei Shu, everyone should do what their minhag is, which is fine. I don't care.
So where does it mean that not?
So it's clear in the Gemara and clear in the Shulchan Aruch, but it comes from the idea is in the Rishonim. We'll see in a second. Let's follow through. But it tells us a little bit, right? So Mipnei Shu Sapik Shvi, the Mishnah Berurah says, and we tamz there according to this. Some Labrachornim, they say, the Tzarek Gam King Lishon Mesukkah. We'd have to sleep in the Sukkah as well. V'chein Hu Gam King Das Agra. That's what the Gra says. V'yesh Me'achronim, and some say, Shesorim She'en G'day Lishon Mesukkah B'Shmin Tzeres. Lo B'yom B'Layla, you shouldn't sleep there, not at night or day. To Oso Kachol, he says, because then it looks like it's not Yontif anymore at all. The Bishma Gav Echil Lo Minkar, because eating the Sukkah, as you always say, you can question, sometimes it's nice and you sit outside. Sometimes you eat outside in the tent, so it's fine. Masha ain't came b'shena, but not by sleeping. Uminaga olam is lahaka b'shena. Okay. Then he says, so where does that come from? It starts with this Tosos. Tosos asks the question. He goes, wait a second. It's Safek Shvi, it's Safek Shmini. So you're eating in the sukkah. Why aren't you taking lulav? Why not in lulav? It's a Safek. You should take. Always, if you have a Safek of the yom, do all the mitzvahs say yom. So Tosos says, Belula lo ratz latak in klal wa sheyitlenu halula misafik vishu yontif. But number one, you say it's yontif, and you also have the issue of muksa. If it's not part of the really that day, then you have a problem with muksa.
What about
Yeah. Why is it about tosif? Why is yontif sheni not about tosif? Well, the entire concept of yontif sheni was not about tosif. It was making a takana that we're treating this as a yontif sheni. Right, the place shu yontif umuksa latak.
Question about muksa either.
Right. Right, good. Enochami. Umuksa lutaltol. Umintker lemilsa. Here he is. Umintker lemilsa shenobo minichol. Because if it's not something that you would typically do, the problem is you have this tension of you have to suffix shvi. You also have shmini atzeres as its own yontif. So doing something that is specifically for sukkahs, you know, goes against the kedusha sayom shmini atzeres. So the sukkah, which you can say people may eat in the sukkah anyway because it's a nice weather outside. Okay, lulav you would never take unless it was sukkah. So I guess the minhag came in. They say because okay, that was really nice in Eretz Yisrael, but in the colder climates where it's not, no one would eat in the sukkah outside. According to Tosos, no one would eat in the sukkah outside when it's freezing cold. You only did it because it was nice. So maybe now where it's freezing cold, it shows that it's a smack in the face of Shmini Atzeres, and therefore you wouldn't eat in the sukkah. The only problem is that Tosos lived in northern France and Germany. And it was pretty cold, and they ate in the sukkah. Mr. Bura lived in Poland. But
many Rishonim.
There are Rishonim that didn't do it. It's not many. It's a few that they quote. The Sefer Amman quotes it, and the Sefer Pardes. No one quotes any Sefer Pardes except for that one.
The
but right, again,
but
the Rishonim held. Correct. The Rishonim held. You only need to wait 1 hour. You don't have to wash your mouth out between milk and salvation. We always have that. Okay, the Rishonim held that way. Okay, everyone has their own minog, and I'm not, you know, and they, it's the every rabbi talks about it.
Did you say we should wait 1 hour?
No, I didn't. I said that there are shitas. There are plenty of shitas that are held in the ivory tower of academia, and they don't paskin that way. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch present. If someone doesn't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Tzeres, and that's their minog, that's fine. You're not going according to Shulchan Aruch. You're going according to other things. Okay, fine. You're not going according to other things. You're not going according to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. What?
Rabbi Raza's famous thing.
Well,
you're
talking about
great men hugging, except
for
this one.
Well, he quotes three, but okay. It's from the Salvation. He quoted three. I think.
Also, not making Kiddush on Booze was his big one.
No, that was not. That was the Tefillin. The Shel Rosh in the back with the dollar to the box, and also I think it was sitting for Kiddush on Shabbos Day or something like that. I'm not sure what the third one was. I thought there was three. Yeah, there were two? Okay. It was the box, right? He wanted the dalid, not the box on the back? Okay. Minog Yisrael, Torahu, everyone do their minog. Just make sure you write on the resume so you know what you're getting into, so that when your father-in-law comes over for Yantif, and he's sitting inside, and you're sitting outside, or you're sitting inside, and he's sitting outside, whatever it is. What? Not bitter at all. Everyone do, everything's great. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. Right, you say the bracha of Shechianu on the eighth day. On Shmini Atzeres, you make a Shechianu because it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. It's not considered the same yontif as Sukkos. It's its own yontif, and therefore it deserves its own Shechianu b'kimanu nazman azeh. But ain Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Pesach. But we don't say Shechianu on the seventh day of Pesach. It's just a continuation of Pesach, right? So the seventh and eighth day of Pesach are the only two times when a woman lights candles that they don't say Shechianu. Well, any only Yontif, of course, Shabbos they don't. Right, say, right. It's the only time. The Amar Rav Levi, the Rachama, Rav Levi Rachama says, "V'itema Rav Chama Bar Chanina Teda." You should know that we make the bracha on Shmini Atzeres. That's his own regel. Sherei Choluk B'Shlosha Tvarim. It's distinct from Sukkos. From three items. The one besukkah, really, there's no mitzvah to see. There's no sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Again, not the topic. Just stop. There's no mitzvah regular in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. V'lulav. There's no metilas lulav on Shemini Atzeres. V'nisuch hamayim. And there's no nisuch hamayim, not pouring the water on the mizbeach on Shemini Atzeres. So it's distinct.
By the way, that's another thing. If you go to Eretz Yisrael and you hold it 2 days of yontif, you are not allowed to see.
Correct. Right. Pretty sure you're not. That's smacks.
Right.
Right. Because that's not. It's not. There's no. There's no. There's no. Yeah.
Unless you stay in a hotel where everyone is like American hotels.
I don't think anyone does it anyway. I don't think people do it.
If the hotel's completely fresh, you have meals.
I don't know if people do it. I don't know. Right. The only thing in Eretz Yisrael they do on the second day, they have a couple shniel, right? They have the second, on Simchas Torah, they have another set of a couples, because, you know, they say, should be that in Chutz La'aretz, they're dancing with the Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, we're going to work. So they have this minhag to do a couple shniel, right? So, for Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Amar, Bilug Hayim and Asik Kol Shmona, that they used to pour a bilug of water on the Mizbeach, even on the eighth day, all 8 days. So, nevertheless, still, Shmini Atzeres is distinct from Sukkos. The two distinctions, right, the distinctions of Sukkah and Lulav, therefore, according to everybody, there's a distinction from Shmini Atzeres to the rest of Yontif, and therefore it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, and therefore it gets its own bracha of Shechianu. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if the reason why we say it's new Shechianu is because that the day that you're talking about is distinct from the previous Yontif, well, therefore, Shmini Shel Pesach Nami. You should Shvi'a Shel Pesach, you should also have to make a Shechianu. Why? Because Harei Choluk Bachilas Matzah is a distinction between the first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif, Lagabi the Mitzvah of Matzah. Because the Amar Mar, in quotes say, Laila Rishona Chova Mikam Eilach Rishus. The only Chiyuv to actually eat Matzah is on the first night. The rest of the yontif, you don't have to actually eat matzah, but if you convey your suda, then you don't have to eat matzah. But there's no distinct mitzvah of alachilas matzah. The only time you say alachilas matzah is the first night. So the seventh day of Pesach is different than the first day of Pesach, and if it's distinct from the, if it's distinct from the other yontif, it should get a shechianu according to what you're saying. So Kumar says, wait a second, no, there it's different. There he says, hachi hashta, what are you saying? Hasam, there on the seventh day of Pesach, milayla chalok miyomein l'chalok. The seventh day of Pesach is distinct from the first night of Pesach. It's not distinct from the first day of Yontif of Pesach, because the only mitzvah b'chilas matzah is at the first night. So the seventh day of Pesach equals the first day. So it's not that. So it's the same thing. So therefore, you don't make a shachiyano. But when it comes to bar hacha by shmini atzeres, afilu miyom nami chalak. It's even distinct from the first day of Sukkos. Because the first day of Sukkos, you eat in the sukkah, you take a lulav and a shmini atzeres. You're not eating the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not taking the lulav. Therefore, it's distinct all across the board, and therefore, that's why you would make a shechiyanu, but not on Shmini Yisrael Pesach. Ravina gives another answer. Ravina Amar, Zeh Shmini Atzeres, Chaluk Mishelefanov. Here, Shmini Atzeres, day 8, is distinct from the day before it, from day 7. Again, Sukkah and Lulav apply on day 7, and they don't apply on day 8. Whereas opposed to, Zeh Shmini Yisrael Pesach, is Chaluk Mishelefanov. In order to make a distinction, you'd have to go back 6 days, all the way to the beginning of Yontif. So it's distinct, not from the day before it, it's distinct from 6 days ago, on the first day of Yontif. That's another answer. Then comes another proof that Shmini Atzeres is a rev from the Atzmo. What's the girsa here? Amar Papa. Hacha, I guess here, by Shmini Atzeres, Ksif Par Echad. Go to the Karbonos, which is what I always thought the answer was. By the Karbonos, by Shmini Atzeres, it says Par Echad. But Hasam, by rest of the days of Yontif of Sukkos, it's Parim. Meaning, if you look at the ox that are being brought on the seven days of Sukkos, you start with 14 on the first day, 13 on the second, 14, 13, 12, all the way, you go all the way down, and then I guess you get to 7 on the day 7. You go down, and then, if it was the same yontif, then you expect on day 8 you would have 6. But no, all of a sudden we just have 1. So it's obviously different. It's not a continuation of the yontif. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, you can prove it from here, Hachaksib Bayom, right there it's, by Shmini Atzeres, it says, Bayom, without a vav. It says, Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tielachem. On the 8th day, you don't have a Yontif. But Hassam, by all the other days of Yontif, it says, I guess this is by the Karbanos, it says, Ubayom. It's Ubayom Hasheni, Ubayom Hashlishi, Ubayom Rabi. The vav connects it to the previous day. So those are all connected as one. And then comes Shmini Atzeres, there's no vav. It says Bayom. It's distinct. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says as follows: Hacha by Shmini Atzeres. This is talking about also by the Karbanos, by the Menachos, by the flower offerings, and then the Sachim and the wine pouring of the Karbanos. It says B'Misparam Kamishpat. It has its own Mishpat. But there, by the 7 days of on the seventh day of Sukkos, it says Misparam Kamishpatam, plural, meaning all 7 days have one ruling, Mishpatam, they're all together, but Shmini Atzeres is not included in that, and it has its own Mishpat of the Menachos and the Nesachim. Again, you see that it is distinct. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa and try to explain if this Brisa can be used as a proof to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you make a Shechianu. I don't know why we have to do that, we went through 6 or 7 or 5 or 6 proofs. We'll try another proof. This one doesn't work. It says, Le'ema Misayile. Maybe the proof will be as follows. Bring another proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that you say Shechion Shmini Atzeres because it's a regal b'pnei atzma. Because, it's quoted as a Tosefta, the Pasuk says, Haparim va'ilim va'kvasim, the rams, the sheep, and the cows, right, that are brought on every day of Sukkos, ma'akvin zedzeh, you have to bring the right amount. If you don't bring one, then it doesn't count. You have to bring them all. Even if you're supposed to bring 13 parim that day, you brought 12, no good. It's ma'akid. You have to bring all of them. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The parim im akim zedzeh. The only thing that's not ma'akiv are the parim, because the parim have. Because he says sharim mis ma'atin v'holchim. Every day they get less and less. So the Torah is not ma'akiv that you have to have the same amount of numbers. So if you forgot to bring one, it's okay. But the elim and the kavasim, which are a set number throughout the yomtiv, then and each day, then those are ma'akiv. So amrulo. So the chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'leikulon mis ma'atin v'holchim b'shmini. He says, wait a second. Why are you saying that? They all have a different number on the 8th day. If your whole reason is that something's not ma'akev is because the numbers change, well, on day 8, the numbers all change. Well, it's because on the 7 days on the first 7 days they would bring two elim and 14 kvasim. But on Shemini Atzeres, you only bring one aisle, right? You drop it, cut it in half. You bring one aisle and seven kvasim. So according to you, even the elim and the kvasim, they should not be ma'akev. The answer, obviously, because Shemini Atzeres is regular klayatzma. Here's the Amar Lahem, no, you can't compare it to Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, regular klayatzma. There, it's its own yontif, and therefore, that's why the karbonos aren't different. You can't say, oh, we're going to learn something to Sukkis based on the karbonos of Shemini Atzeres. How can you say that? Shemini Atzeres is a different yontif, so it doesn't count. Right, so the Gemara Ushak Hashem, Sheshiva Shemeichak, Te'unim Karbon, Shir Ubracha, Vilina, Avshmini, so to the 8th day, Ton Karbon, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. In other words, these four halachos are going to apply on Shemini Atzeres as well. What are these four halachos? So he says, Sheshem Sheshem Shemeichak, Te'unim Karbon, have their own karbon, right? Everyone, they would bring the different karbonos. So too, on Shemini Atzeres, it's a different karbon. And the other one is bracha la'atzman. The Gemara explained to us what bracha means. They have their own bracha. The lina. Lina, Rashi says that you have an obligation to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim the day that you bring the karbon. So if you brought the karbon on whatever day you brought the karbon, you have to sleep overnight. Shemini Atzeres also has this halacha that you sleep overnight. Right, Rashi. Rashi says it's towards the bottom. It's actually the last Rashi in the Amud. He says lina lalun laila shel motzei yom tov yishom Yerushalayim. It's a mitzvah to, after you bring your karbon chagiga, to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. The garmina mi Pesach, learn from Pesach, says v'panisa baboker v'alach lo alecha. You leave in the morning and you go back to your tent. Right? Biyantiv lo kama, okay? Right? U'mishna lo hebi chagiga sovi u'mishon. Right? So you would have this mitzvah that you bring the korban chagiga that applies in the first days of Yantiv. When you do it on Shemini Atzeres, you have to do it again. Like if I brought my korban on the first day of Chol HaMoed and I slept over in Yerushalayim the first day of Chol HaMoed, first night, I don't have to sleep over anymore. But all of a sudden now on Shemini Atzeres, I have to sleep over again. See again, it's distinct. That is Lina. Okay, so to watch Shemini Atzeres, it has to bring its own karbon, which is the Pari Achad. Oh, we missed one, Shir. Right, I missed Shir. Rashi Shir, Shelevim Omer Bar Karbonos, Shemini, Einem Yisei Shir Achag. The Shemini Atzeres is not according to the order. Right, there's a list of an order, what the Shir, the Levim said on Yontif, and Shemini Atzeres is its own thing, and Rashi says, below Porish Li Shir Shal Shemini. I don't know what the Shir was on the 8th day. Right, but of Shir Shal Chag, Meforish L'Bechalil. On Daf Nun Hey, we're going to have the list of the Shir that they said on Yontif of Sukkos, and Shemini Atzeres has its own Shir. It's not part of that, whatever, the conceptual connection between those Shiros. Shemini Atzeres is different. Yeah. Shemini Atzeres has four distinctions. So you see here that it needs, right, he says it's regular Kliatzmo because of Shir, Bracha, Lina, and Karbon, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. Okay, so therefore you see what? You see that my love, when we say here, Bracha. So what does it mean, the Bracha? And the whole point we're trying to bring in here is that it requires its own Shechianu. So my love, our proof was going to be, you see that Shemini Atzeres is distinct from all the days of Sukkos because it has its own Bracha. My love is man. What doesn't mean that it has its own bracha, means that it gets its own bracha of Shechianu. Rashi says, Hach bracha to come Rabbi Yehuda Mayi, Lav Hainu is Man Ma'atzmo, doesn't mean that it gets its own bracha of Shechianu. Or it says, not necessarily true. Maybe when they say bracha here, doesn't mean it gets its own Shechianu, it's Birchas HaMazonu Tefillah. It gets its own bracha that we say in Benching and in Shemon Esrei, instead of saying Chag HaSukkot says there, you say Shemini Chag HaTzeres says there, Shemini HaTzeres HaChag says there, whatever your minhagis. He says, no, Birchas HaMazon, Rashi says, Dead Hashtar Minas Yom Chag HaSukkot says there, the Karnas Yom Shemini Chag HaTzeres says there. That's from his bracha, but no raya from this that it's getting its own Shechianu, because the bracha here might mean something else. And he says, Hachanami Mistabra, and it also makes sense to say here that Rabbi Yehuda is discussing the bracha. When he says bracha, he means the bracha in davening and benching. The Isak Adaitach Zman, because if you think that the bracha that he's talking about Shechianu, he's making a distinction between Shemini Atzeres gets its own Shechianu and all the days of Sukkos get their own Shechianu, he says, Man, kol shiva mi'ika. Is there really a bracha of Shechianu every single day on Sukkos? No. It's the first day of Yontif. We do 2 days. It's the first day of Yontif. Right? The Isak Adaitach Zman kol shiva mi'ika. So the Gemara says, no, halakasha. That wouldn't be, that's not a raya to say that bracha is for sure benching and not Shechianu. That's not a raya. De'ilo baricha idna, mevarich lemachar ol yom achrina. Because there's obligation to say Shechianu on Sukkos. You're supposed to say it on the first day. If you didn't say it on the first day, you say it on the second day. Second day, you can say it. So therefore, there is the obligation there. You have to the obligation once you say it. But it could very well be, it could very well be that, so therefore, there's a distinction between Shechiyonu, that you could say that Shemini Atzeret, it's not a raya to say, oh, there's no Zman all 7 days. There could be Zman all 7 days. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's talking about Zman. He could be talking about benching. Just don't say that this thing is a proof that he's talking about a benching as opposed to Shechiyonu. But the Mara then says...
What's interesting here, he said even if you forgot Shechiyonu by you send the Sukkah, you still say the second day.
Correct. Right. If you forgot Shechiyonu, you have to say it the next time, the next opportunity that you have.
But that's only if you didn't see the Sukkah for whatever reason, your annoyance, and then you see the first day.
Maybe it's a different Shita, that's how we paskin, but here it says different. Right. The Gemara says, wait a second. How can you say Shechiyonu? Gemara asks a different question. How can you say Shechiyonu in Chol HaMoed? Because even if you didn't make it on the first day of Yontif, Mikol Makom Kos Bayinon, nevertheless you need a Kos. Because it says, you can't have it. For us, we don't think about, oh, we have wine. We have grapes in the refrigerator. You have wine all over the place. They didn't have wine. So, I mean, I guess they didn't have. So he says that, who says you have a Kos? You need a Kos Yain to make the Bruch of Shechiyonu. Yain is not found by everybody. So therefore, it goes back to say, no, it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the bracha on, it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, Shechiyonu, because you wouldn't be making Shechiyonu any other day. Must be that he's talking about the bracha in benching and in davening. Okay. So now the Gemara says, like we just brought down, that we just said right now that Rabbi Yehuda is discussing Shechiyonu, right? We just said, right? That's what's proof now. This is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Right, Rabbi Yehuda was the author of this brisa, who said that we just went through.
Was Rabbi Yehuda or Nachman?
No, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Parim Eim Akun Zed Zeh Shem Atmin Aholchin. So Amar Lo, right, that's the case. So he said that we're talking about bracha is Shechiyonu, and we just brought down now that you have to say the bracha of Shechiyonu on the coast. Right, so the Gemara then says Leimim Misayli the Rav Nachman. Maybe this is a support to Rav Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, Zman, Omro, Afilu Bashuk. That you could say Shechiyonu even in the Shuk without a Kos. Di Amart Pa'inan Kos. If you say you need a Kos Kol Yom Mi'ika. Again, we just said everyone has a Kos every day. He says, no, the case would be Dilma Ikli Kos. It would be when he forgot the first day, he did have a Kos. And if he got the Kos the second day, then he would make the Brach on the Shechiyonu with the Shechiyonu on the Kos. You need a Kos. So, if you had a coast, then you would say the Shechiyonu if you forgot it, if you didn't say it the first day on the coast. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to a point that we mentioned before. The Savar Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini Ta'onlina, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that you have to sleep overnight after bringing the carbon on Shmini Atzeres? This idea of Lina. Vatanya, we learned it a different brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, same Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin lePesach Sheni, She'ena Ta'onlina. How do we know that Pesach Sheni does not require Lina? If I wasn't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, and I had to bring the Pesach Sheni, how do I know that night I don't have to sleep over? Right? I don't have to do by Pesach Sheni. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says by Pesach Rishon, it says, Upanisa baboker v'alach elo halecha. You wake up in the morning, and then you go back to your tent, meaning you have to do Lina on that carbon Pesach. And then it says, the next Pasuk, juxtaposed, Uksiv, Sheishes yomim tochal matzos. For 6 days, you will eat the matzos. So you make one the smichos apsukim, eshaton shisha ta'umina. The Korban Pesach that requires another 6 days, that requires Nina. But the Korban Pesach does not have another 6 days afterwards, does not require Nina. Right? Sheishon tocha matzos, eshaton shisha ta'umina, eshaton shisha inaton Nina. So lumute mai. So what is that coming to exclude? Lav lumute nami shmini shalchag. Would that now also come to exclude Shmini Atzeres? That doesn't require Lina, and therefore how can Rabbi Yehuda say that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina? He says, no, it's not coming to exclude Shmini Atzeres, it's only coming to exclude the Me'ute Pesach Sheni Tikavasei. That pasuk is only coming to exclude the Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon, to tell you specifically there's only Lina on Pesach Rishon, there's not Lina on Pesach Sheni, but all other Yom Tovim will still require Lina, including Shmini Atzeres.
How about Shisha Pesach?
What? I don't believe there's a Korban Chagiga there. I don't believe you bring a carbon, a special carbon chagiga on Shvi Shal Pesach.
About Shavuos.
So, yeah, then you would have to, according to this, yeah. The Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mistabra. See in a second. That's not. But we have a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim that says, Habikurim Turin Karban. When you bring your Bikurim, right, your first fruits, Turin Karban, you have to bring a Karban Shlamim along with them. Vishir, there's a special song that goes with it. Utsnufa, he's supposed to wave them, he's supposed to shake them at the Lulav, that's how we learned it from the Adal Ruchos, and up and down, right? Vilina, and when you bring the Bikurim, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night that you bring them. So Man Shamatle, who is the author who says the Amar Tnufa? Who's the author that says, who holds the position that you have to do, wait the Bikurim? That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, and here he has another carbon of Bikurim, the Ka'amar Ta'on Lina. He says that you need Lina. So must mean, if you need Lina by Bikurim, when he uses the Pasuk to exclude something, he's not excluding everything other than Pesach Rishon, he's only excluding Pesach Sheni. So he would require Bikurim to have Lina, and require, I guess, Shmini Atzeres also to have Lina. The Tanya, we have a bright, he's proving from the fact that he's the one who says that you have to waive we're assuming that nobody else says that you have to waive the Bikurim, and if nobody else says you have to waive the Bikurim other than him, so then this is his Shita, which requires Lina. What we're going to do in the Gemara is find another Shita that holds that you require to waive the Bikurim, and therefore maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore maybe Yehuda does not hold that you require Lina on Bikurim, and therefore maybe you would say you don't require Lina on anything else other than Pesach Rishon. The Tanya. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Vihi Nachto. Right, the Pasuk says, Vihi Nachto by the... Vihinachto seems to place it down. You just place it. So Vihinachto, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Zot Tnufa, that's waving it. Gemara says, wait a second, Ata Omer Zot Tnufa, that waving it? What Pasuk says, Vihinachto, Tanach HaMamish, maybe just placing it down. So he says, no, can't be. Keshu Omer, in the previous Pasuk, it says, V'inichol if name is Bacham Shem Lekecha. That already tells you that you place it down. Ha, mani mekayim v'inachto. So what's the second v'inachto? That's tenufa, zo tenufa. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need tenufa. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need tenufa. This is his shita. It says it requires Lina. Therefore, you require Lina across the board. The only thing that's excluded from Lina is Pesach Sheni. Where it says, no, not necessarily true. The Dilma, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, maybe the shita, the author of this brisa that says you have to waive the Bikurim is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya says in the pasuk in Bikurim, "Vilakach haKohen atana miyadecha." The Kohen takes the basket from your hands. Limeid al Bikurim sheteunim tenufa divrei Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, you see from here that Bikurim needs tenufa. So the author of this brisa, Kibir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who says you require Lina for Bikurim, who says Rabbi Yehuda says that you require Lina for Bikurim, maybe Rabbi Yehuda says you don't require Lina for Bikurim because the Pasuk by Pesach is excluding everything, including Shmini Atzeres, not just Pesach Sheni. It's just not a raya from that Rabbi Yehuda said that you can't prove it from there that Rabbi Yehuda says you require Lina for Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so my time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the reason? What's the drasha for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who says that you learned that from that pasuk? I get it right. The pasuk said that the lakacha kohen atanim yadecha that you require tenufa. My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Asya there was a gzera shava yad yad mishlamim. Ksip hacha. It says by bikurim. It says v'lakacha kohen atana miyadecha. V'ksip hasam. It says by the tenufa of the korban shlamim. Yadav tivienu esishen Hashem lanifes oso tenufa l'flei Hashem. The yad there, the yad here, it teaches you that there's a connection between Bikurim and the Shlamim. Makan, so, we can learn the connection. Makan by Bikurim, that the Tanufa is done by the Kohen. Atlahalon, Kohen. So too, the Tanufa we learn yad yad that there's Tanufa. Now you look at the Tanufa, it says the Kohen does it here, so the Kohen has to do it by the Shlamim also. Umalahalon by the Shlamim, it's done by the Bailim. And over there it's done by the Bailim, because there it says Yavias Karbano. He brings his carbon, and he do tenufa. So the owner is also doing the waving. So too by the Bikurim, the owner also has to do the waving. Malahalim ba'ilim, afkan ba'ilim. So how do you do that? What does that mean? Who's doing we just learned that the Kohen has to do the waving and from Bikurim, and you learned that the owner has to do the waving, the tenufa, from Shlamim. How does that work? Gemara says, how does that work? A Kohen meniach yado tachas yad ba'ilim. The Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the owner, and they do it together. Right? The Kohen, I guess, holds the basket. The Bailam hold the basket, and the Rashi seems to say that Rashi says that, and it says different. He says Tachas Bailam. He says Bailam Olsim Besfas Latane, and he holds like the rim of the basket. But Kohen mainly Yodav Tachas Shulav. He holds underneath the basket. They came afar from Maseches Bikurim. I guess maybe there's a problem of chatzitza or something like that. I don't know how you would do that with the shlamim, though. They both have to do the shlamim. It's not in a basket. Right? It's just a piece of meat. How's that work? Okay. So now the Gemara goes back. Okay. We went through this whole thing and back and forth and going out on tangents about whether, how do you say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres or not. So my Havila, what's the Psak Halacha by Becher Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman. You say Shechianu on Shmini Shalchag. Rav Sheshis Amar Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. You did not make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. The Hilchasa, and here the Gemara Paskins, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. You say the Zman of Shechianu on Shmini Shalchag. Again, the Gemara Paskins twice today's Daf. Okay. Tanya comes to say to Rav Nachman. A Brisa supports Rav Nachman, who says that we do say Shechianu on Shmini Shachag, right? Tanya comes to say to Rav Nachman, because Shmini and Zeres is a regal, but may atzmal inyan pezer keshev. We've seen this a few times. There are six things. There's an acronym. Six things, machlok is what these six things are. There's an acronym of pezer keshev, that Shmini and Zeres is its own yontif. We've also seen in the previous Brisa, it's its own. Number one, pious with me'atzmal. It's its own pious, its own lottery, which means that usually we just had mishmaros. You had certain kohanim had each week of the year they were assigned that week. When it came to yontif, they were all there. Then you drew lots who got the karbon. On Shmini Atzeres, they drew lots by himself. And it's zman b'pnei atzmo, has its own zman. Rashi says lebarucho shechianu. The Brisa says clear as day. You make its own shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. It's regular b'pnei atzmo. Rashi says regular b'pnei atzmo means ein yoshim b'sukkah. Right, regular Shmini Atzeres, not in Chutz Laretz. Don't eat in the sukkah. And carbon from the atzmo has its own carbonos, right? It has only one power as opposed to the numerous powers, and the kvasim and the izim are 1 and 7 as opposed to 2 and 14. Carbon from the atzmo, shir from the atzmo, right? Its song is different than sukkahs, and bracha from the atzmo. And here we have another bracha, which is inserting zman mishachyano and bracha from the atzmo, which we said throughout there in benching and tefillah. You say yom shmini chagatzeres zeh, yom shmini atzeres chagatzeh. And therefore, it has its own bracha. See, it's distinct. And one of the distinctions is it makes you have your own shechianu. So on Shmini Atzeres, you will make a shechianu. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Have a great day.